Good morning. This morning, I would like to speak for just a few minutes in homage to an old friend. Those of you who are here at the center have noticed, I'm sure, that the large beech tree in the back courtyard is mostly gone. It had to be cut down to the trunk as it was beginning to drop massive limbs. It was an old and noble being and served the center well for many years. There will be a few photos of the before and after of its removal posted on the website eventually. I was fond of that tree. And I confess that I was somewhat attached to it. It was probably alive before I was born, and I presumed it would still be there long after I was gone. It is appropriate and skillful, of course, to experience sadness at losing an old friend. Still, in its passing, it offers us an important teaching. Noticing our expectations of permanence as well as our attachments. Fundamentally, there are no attachments and no one to be attached. And yet, we become attached to all kinds of things, like thoughts, feelings, activities, and even objects like trees. It's helpful to remember that in truth, there is nothing that we can actually become attached to. Because in the universe we live, nothing is permanent. However tightly we grasp to any object of our desire, it will inevitably slip through our fingers. This is the cause of suffering and dissatisfaction. We like our attachments. What we don't like is their impermanence. So, how do we practice with attachment? We should realize that our practice is not about getting rid of attachments. The desire for an unattached life is an attachment. Our practice effort is to be aware of them and appreciate them for what they are. Our likes and dislikes in an ever-changing world are a part of our human functioning. But when we are unaware of what we are attached to, we might react in ways that are harmful for ourselves and others. This is what we call a reactive habit. The product of attachments is ignorance. And by this, I mean that they divert our attention from what is. This is what our attachments tend to do, divert us from experiencing our life as it is. And when we are distracted from the experience of our life, we can cause trouble for ourselves and others. We react to what we wish was or wasn't, what we believe should or shouldn't be. Instead of what is. A skillful and compassionate response can only be based on what is true. And the truth of our life is always right here, right now. So our practice isn't about purging ourselves of our attachments. It's about appreciating and embracing the full spectrum of who and what we are. This includes our attachments and reactive habits. To deny our human nature is to deny our Buddha nature. The Buddha was, after all, a human being just like us. It's through our human nature that we realize our true nature because they are not two. That's why in the Gatha of Atonement, we say, Now I acknowledge and am at one with them all. So, thank you, tree, for your wonderful teaching and for your life, your shade, and your habitat for all those little creatures who depended on you. Thank you.